Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I'm just back from a week in New York. Most of my daytime hours were spent in jazz record shops, so I've got bags of new, exciting stuff to share with you.
Thank you.
newly discovered Thelonious Monk recording is indeed an event. This gig at the Oddfellow Palette in Copenhagen on the 5th of March 63 was recorded and broadcast on the radio, but the original Scotch broadcast tape was never considered for a commercial album release. A Danish producer literally found it in a skip in the late 90s, but he also never got around to releasing the music, so big thanks to the British Gearbox Company for putting out this wonderful Deep Groove vinyl LP. Wait, it gets better. Deep Groove clear vinyl. Ooh! The LP is called Monk, and as ever with Gearbox, some quite brilliant liner notes too. There are 5 songs in total, 4 with the best ever Monk quartet, Charlie Rouse tenor, John Orr bass, Frankie Dunlop drums. But I chose the Monk solo of Johnny Green's standard Body and Soul. If you're a Monk fan, and you should be, you need this LP. Another live recording now. We're working our way very gently up to a big band. We're up to a duo now. Steve Gutt, flugelhorn, and Michael Blahm, bass, live at the bookstore in Belgrade in 89. It's a Steve Gutt compo, Blues to Clark, dedicated to his hero, as in Clark Terry, who does appear on a couple of the tracks on this timeless album called Mr. CT, which is another Gut compo, dedicated, of course, to Clark. It's basically a compilation of Jeppo Gut's recordings between 82 and 94. Great album. Belgrade-based Jeppo, now Steve, graduated from both the Swiss Jazz School in Bern and also Berkeley in Boston. Here's a brand new Venus LP.
Thank you.
The bassist Desron Douglas is the leader on this December 2010 New Jersey recorded Venus album, another brand new deep groove vinyl. We heard Duke Ellington's Love You Madly. I chose this song, apart from loving it, as it's the one track on the album that features Desron Douglas in a prominent role, a really prominent role. The LP is a quartet lineup, Jimmy Green tenor and Donald Brown piano, but here it's just Desron and Willie Jones III drums. We're leaping up to a quartet now, plus a vocalist.
That's God shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Singer Billy Poole only made two albums in her own name, this Riverside LP being the second and therefore last. New York, 1962. Lucille was her real first name. She sang in choirs and also acted. By the way, her first film was in Paris, and then she went on to Germany to record with, inevitably, Clark Terry, as well as Kenny Clarke. In the late 60s, she was back in France singing the blues and seems then to have drifted back to spirituals and led a choir with her sister. The choir had the catchy name of Allan Temple Baptist Church Mass Choir, open bracket, hand in hand, close bracket. We heard Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child with a junior Mance trio, Mance on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Mickey Roker drums, plus Kenny Burrell guitar. Let's go funky with a song from a Groove Merchant LP called Stump Juice. Funky or what? The leader is Hammond B3 man Jimmy McGriff. The song was Kumeon from an LP called Stump Juice. Juice from a stump. That's odd, unless I'm missing something completely. Recorded in New York in 75, the height of the funk era. A whole LP's worth of funk does get very close to the upper limit of how much funk you can take at a single sitting. As well as McGriff, there's Jesse Morrison, alto, Joe Thomas, tenor, Leo Johnson, trumpet, Jimmy Ponder, lead guitar, Ralph Bird, rhythm guitar, Andrew McLeod, bass, Lawrence Killian, drums. We're off to Germany. and another of my recent New York purchases, an Enger LP. Mal Waldron plays the blues. Mal was one of the many American jazzers who chose to live in Europe, as they felt the European public respected their artistic talents rather more than those back in the US. We're talking about the 60s and into the 70s. Mal chose Munich in Germany, and this album was recorded in Munich at The Domicile. The Ellingtonian Jimmy Wood on bass, a fellow expat, Sweden in his case, and local-ish boy Pierre Favre on drums. That was the Jimmy Woody compo, Up Down Blues. Time for a big band, an organ-led big band. Yet another American expat who made Europe her home, Paris in the case of Rhoda Scott. This album is simply called Rhoda Scott in New York. So now we know the organist and leader and the recording location. So we need the date, June 76, and the details of the band. It was put together by Thad Jones, who contributed a couple of compos and also did the conducting and arranging, and of course also played in the band. Thad created this band specifically for this recording session, and it did include Mel Lewis on drums. Yes, Thad Jones and Mel Lewis co-led one of the best big bands together, but this was not the Thad Jones-Mel Lewis big band. Did that make sense? Larry Schneider on tenor was the main soloist, Rhoda Scott on the Hammond on her own song, R&R. I should also mention Harold Danko, electric piano, and Thad Jones, flugelhorn. Next, Jazz Interludio. Very short, very sweet. The Italian Giorgio Gaslini wrote the music for the 61 film La Notte. As it was being filmed, La Notte starred the sensual Jean Moreau and the impossibly handsome Marcello Mastroianni, and was directed by Michelangelo Antonioni. Gaslini wrote, arranged and conducted all the music in the film, and even featured in the film himself, inevitably in a nightclub scene, playing several numbers, including, the one we've just heard, Jazz Interludio. He played piano, but I can't find the names of the other musos, sadly. I would guess it's Eraldo Volute on tenor. The cello is seldom the lead instrument in jazz, but it certainly is here. Thank you. David Iges is the leader and cellist. Mark Whitecage, alto. Ronnie Boykins, bass. Jeff Williams, drums. A September 77 recording for Chiaroscuro Records. The LP is called The Captain, in honour of Iges' father, who was a recreational sailor, and the family always called him The Captain. Having said that, the captain theme is flogged close to death, with Iges photoed on the LP cover on a quayside in front of a large commercial ship. Iges is wearing a captain's hat, to make the point, also holding his cello. Doesn't look at all conspicuous on the busy quayside. Iges wrote all the songs, including inevitably The Captain, but we heard Curve. Supposedly, it denotes the curve away from mainstream to avant-garde jazz, part of the way through that song we've just heard. This was his first album as a leader, first of four. A bass-led trio next. Verve LP called Jazz's Great Walker. The leader is, as you probably worked out, bassist Leroy Vinegar, one of Jazz's best-known walkers, keeping a steady four to the bar throughout each and every song. Vinegar started his musical career in Chicago at notable clubs The Blue Note and The Beehive. In the latter's case, he was in the house band backing visiting stars Charlie Parker and Sonny Stitt, for instance. He then moved to LA and became a very busy sideman. Mike Melvoin on piano, Bill Goodwin drums, complete the trio. Melvoin wrote that blues, BCs, which I guess you need to see to understand what it's supposed to mean. It's not minor league oceans, it's not an extract from the alphabet, it's not the years before Christ was born, but the view of a bumblebee. It's Ellingtonia time, and it's someone we've already mentioned this week. Clark Terry, of course, on flugelhorn, the title track of a Riverside album recorded in New York, May 58, called In Orbit, a song Clark wrote. Clark loved the flugelhorn, and this is probably the first jazz record made with the flugelhorn as the main instrument. Clark was still in the Ellington Band at the time of this recording, where he very rarely got the chance to play the flugelhorn, as Ellington simply didn't like its sound. The rhythm section, well, how about Thelonious Monk piano, Sam Jones bass, and, no relation, Philly Joe drums. If Monk can make two appearances in a single show, so can Junior Mance. Mance is another graduate of the house band at the Beehive in Chicago, and yes, he also accompanied Charlie Parker there for 4 weeks. He went on to work with Coleman Hawkins and Lockjaw Davis, Clifford Brown, and who else? Clark Terry, before settling into the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, which then broke up in 58. This is a much later period of his career, June 80, and a rare recording now out on a CD, which includes three alternate takes. The CD is called Deep. Mance piano, Martin Rivera bass, Walter Bolden drums. Let's enjoy 920 Special, the alternate track. As always, huge thanks for joining me, and I really hope you've had fun listening. Equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.